This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Hey!
3.1 FM.
I toss and turn again. night. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love.
Don't you leave me no more. I've got this burning, yearning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad. You came into my life so tenderly. With the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded.
103.1 FM.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs around 75. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50. Back to the mid-70s for Saturday with a slight chance of a shower and a gusty south wind. For Saturday night, chance of showers, windy, a low of 56. Sunday, stormy, 82.
It's 51 at our studios.
Shoot you.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Don't know.
is 103.1 FM.
Thank you. players in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind, loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet Bridgeways of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes, policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on, making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
103.1 FM.
We'll be right back.
103.1 FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A voter suppression bill aimed at students and younger voters in New Hampshire has moved forward in the state's legislature. It requires proof of citizenship papers from every registering voter and could disenfranchise thousands. HB 1569 would end decades of allowing a citizen registering who can't immediately access citizenship papers to use a sworn affidavit instead. It also requires narrow options for photo ID when voting, also with no opportunity for a sworn affidavit. There's almost no evidence of abuse of the sworn affidavit system, for which lying brings fines or prison. The bill is the latest in a decade of GOP bills to target thousands of New Hampshire student voters who are domiciled in the state most of the year and may register and vote if they qualify. GOP attempts to change domicile rules, end same-day registration, and require in-state tuition have all failed in the legislature or the courts. Such a bill doesn't just affect students, however. A new survey of the Brennan Center for Justice suggests that 21 million voting-eligible Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship. HB 1569 is one of a number around the country targeting specific populations, including Black, Brown, and Native Americans. Governor Chris Sununu has not said whether he'll sign the bill. Litigation is likely if he does. Find out more and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several day festival started as a one day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs around 75. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 50. Back to the mid-70s for Saturday with a slight chance of a shower and a gusty south wind. For Saturday night, chance of showers, windy, a low of 56. Sunday, stormy, 82.
It's 51 at our studios.
Welcome to your life.
103.1 FM sounds like this.